I will just do very quickly. Nazim Kamal Tinova is a software engineer for Berlin, working at Mozilla, and has been working on the performance tool in Ting, which developed the Firefox Profiler. He goes to talk about what's new with the Firefox Profiler, power tracks, your improvement, importers. Go.
Thanks a lot for the introduction. Hi, everyone. And yeah, I will be talking about the Profiler and what's new in the Firefox Profiler more specifically. So first, I'm going to give you an introduction about the profilers and what the Firefox Profiler is, and then I will continue with the importers that we have and the other tools that use the Firefox Profiler. Then I will continue with the new features and UI improvements like power profiling, source code view, and inline console stacks, and many more. So first, the Firefox Profiler is located in profiler.firefox.com. So it's a website, and you can go in there and follow the instructions there. And also, the source code is located in our GitHub repository, so you can find our GitHub repository and contribute if you like. And let's start with what a profiler is first. A profiler helps developers to analyze performance issues, and it gives them insight into how their application works. And it gives them a lot of clues into the application, and then you need to do some detective work to understand the inner details, and then you solve the problems. So I'm not gonna get into the normal profilers or give more details about them, because there are multiple profilers like statistical profilers or event-based profilers. But I will talk about more in detail about what the Firefox Profiler is. And it is a statistical profiler with additional data. And what statistical profiler is that the profiler pauses the execution of Firefox in a determined interval, so and then captures the backtrace of the Firefox and all the threads. And after capturing that, also this call stack includes frames from both JavaScript and native code. And after that, Firefox Profiler frontend visualizes this captured stack, and it gives you an overview of your application. And in addition to that, we have markers as well as a data source, but I will talk about them later in more detail. And this is what you see when you start to analyze a performance profile. It can be a bit intimidating at first, but don't worry about it. If you like, I will talk about it a bit later, but also the more you use, the more you are going to get used to it. Also, so I will be, so my colleague Julian will be talking about the Firefox Profiler introduction tomorrow in the JavaScript dev room. I definitely recommend you to check that out as well, because he will give you like details about like how to capture a profile and how to analyze a profile. So it will be tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. I definitely recommend you to check that. And let's move on to the importers that we have inside the profiler. So first, let me explain what an importer is, because, for example, there are lots of profile data formats on the web, and all the data formats require different kind of UIs, but we have something called importers inside the Firefox Profiler, so you can import the different kinds of data formats into our analysis view, so you can see them automatically. For example, we support Chrome trace event format, Linux Perf script, ART trace, and Valgrind, and it's pretty easy to just drag and drop all the things and into the profiler, and it automatically shows you everything there. And I'm going to skip the video. And we also have like additional importers, like ETW importer, but you need to like follow the instruction here to be able to import it. And also there are other tools like the Java JFR Profiler that uses Firefox Profiler inside. So JFR Profiler is an IntelliJ plugin that lets you profile your program and then see the profile JFR format inside the Firefox Profiler seamlessly. And it's been implemented by Johannes Beschberger from SAP. So he's been also contributing to us a lot for the Firefox profiler. So thanks to him as well for implementing that. And you can find the plugin in this link. And also he will be talking an introduction talk in this dev room at 5:30 p.m. If you're curious about his journey and how he implemented his own tool using the Firefox profiler, I recommend you to check that as well. And we have other tools, Simply, from our colleague Marcus as well. It looks like time is up, actually, without coming to the other exciting stuff. But do we have still 5 minutes for questions? Or?
Yes, I left. Like, we have a few minutes for questions, because then we need to change room for the next, change the speakers. But yeah, who has questions?
Like, well, we had more features to come, but sorry about that. Because of the technical problems, we couldn't finish it. But let me explain quickly go over the new features. Like, we have the power profiling. Actually, Florian mentioned a little bit about power profiling. We have this setting over here that you can select. And then when you capture some profile data, we have this additional power usage per process. And you can see what process is using how much power. And this gives you a lot of information and lets you reduce the power information or power usage of your website or Firefox. And also we include like CO2 emission information there, so you can see the effect of your program. And this is huge thanks to Chris Adams and Farshad from the Green Web Foundation. They implemented this CO2 information in our tooltip. And also Florian has a talk in the Energy Dev Room today. You can check that out as well at 5:30. Also we have source code view and inline call stacks. And if you look at here, you can see our inline call stack there. And now, previously we had some missing samples, missing frames because compiler like optimizes some functions by inlining them to the caller. So now we properly show you everything there. And also we have the source code view, so you can see the source code, and it lets you see a lot more inside, and you can see what type of functions are being called inside that function. And you can also use that show file name to context menu item to open that up. And our DevTools performance panel has been also replaced with the new Firefox profiler. And we also improved some markers, and unfortunately I won't be able to explain that a lot, but now we changed how we visualize the markers. Like, now instant markers is in diamond shape, and interval markers are rectangle, so it can give you more information, and it can let you distinguish between them. And we have the task manager that Florian mentioned. I will skip that. And you can select multiple tracks. And you can also, we improved so you can search some tracks if you're curious. And we have lots of transforms there. Now the Firefox profiler front end is localized. So we have more than 15 languages currently and more to come. So thanks to our outreach intern, Hasna, and also all of our localizers. And you can change the locale. We have no periodic sampling mode. And also our documentation has been refreshed. If you are curious, definitely check that out, because there are lots of beginner information there that they can let you onboard with the Firefox profiler. And that's it. Thank you. And sorry about the technical problems. Again, you can find the documentation in this link, and my slides are there if you want to learn more about them. I also have some presenter notes with more information, actually, because I skipped most of them now. But also, you can find our Matrix channel here. You can ask us anything in our Matrix channel, and all of our developers are there and happy to answer your questions.